Academy. It just seems like we keep getting accidents every few minutes, but at least there are few and far between. A few other minor things, but nothing that's really going to affect your travel. I-65, 85, the Boulevard, very busy this afternoon. Got a lot of traffic on Vaughn Road as well. And Pratt Mobile, Brett Wachupka giving us busy but all clears. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machine performing its best. Visit Thompson Tractor or check out their website, thompsontractor.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. U.S. stock indexes drifted to a mixed close following more reports showing the economy remains stronger than expected. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Thursday. The slight dip sent it to a fifth straight loss for its longest such streak since October. Treasury yields rose following the stronger-than-expected economic data. Not only is the number of layoffs across the country remaining relatively low, an index of manufacturing in the Mid-Atlantic region showed growth unexpectedly as accelerated. The Dow up 22 points, closing at 37,775. The NASDAQ lost 81 to 15,601. The S&P 500 dropped 11 points to 5011. New York oil rose 4 cents to $82.73 per barrel. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through April 23rd. USDA Chuck Roast, only $4.56 a pound. USDA Western Style Pork Ribs, $1.37 a pound. The 28-ounce bottle, Powerade Drinks, all flavors, 89 cents each. U.S. Fresh Whole Ears, white or yellow corn on the cob, 58 cents each. The 20-ounce loaf of Round Top Sure Fine Bread, $1.51. The 16-ounce size Hungry Man Dinners, $3.37 each. And USDA Family Pack Drumsticks, $1.18 a pound. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Prattville at 720 East Main and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
AC by Luke Wire is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylukewire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Wire.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
84417.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is April 18th, International Jugglers Day. I'm going to celebrate by juggling this sword. Ooh, sharp. This razor-sharp hatchet and this chainsaw.
Okay, here goes. What's that? We're out of time?
Oh, well, that's too bad. Have a great International Jugglers Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With Sunrise News, I'm Keith Peters reporting 12 jurors have been seated in Donald Trump's criminal trial, quickly propelling the jury selection process forward after a morning that saw two previously sworn-in jurors dismissed. Lawyers now need to select six alternates to round out the panel that will decide the first ever criminal case against a former U.S. president. An attorney has been added to the special prosecution team that is pursuing an involuntary manslaughter charge against actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of a Western movie, Rust. Court officials confirmed Thursday the appointment of Erlinda Johnson as special prosecutor in the Baldwin case, with a trial scheduled for July. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty. On Wall Street, the Dow by 22 points, the NASDAQ dropped 81. More details at srnnews.com.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/platinum to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/platinum and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Today is National Exercise Day, so put on your gym shoes and sweats to go to the gym and sweat instead of wearing them to work from home dressed like a slob. It's the day to wear yoga pants to actually do yoga. Get your steps in by parking your car and walking into McDonald's instead of using the drive-thru. And the inflated prices you see while filling your grocery cart will send your heart rate soaring. So come on, America. It's National Exercise Day. Time to do some heavy lifting. And by heavy lifting, I mean getting up from your chair.
And I'm that crazy guy in the, what do they call him, solar suit.
Yeah.
I look like I'm packed in aluminum foil now when I go out on my bike rides. I did mine today, and I went to climb out Heartbreak in seventh gear. And I can tell you this. This hill is steep enough. I see youngsters walking their bikes up this hill. And me, seventh gear.
Promise me you will not wear that foil suit in 83-degree weather or hotter.
My doctor said it's okay.
Really?
Yeah. You got to boil off that, you know, I don't know how much weight I've lost. I'm not going to put myself in that trap. I know it's close to 40 pounds. And I am wearing clothes that I only dreamed I would wear again. And it kind of feeds on itself. I mean, I did 300 crunches today, too, among other things, and some work with weights. And it's all good. At 5:09, is that her? Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be joining Jacqueline in just a couple of minutes here. Let me get a word in for Jack Ingram and their incredible Select Used Cars program. This is now the absolutely the best guarantee anybody's going to offer you anywhere on pre-owned vehicles. The Ingrams have always done a phenomenal job in reselling vehicles that were ready to deliver reliable driving miles. This is not a new thing there, but they've advanced it because in addition to vetting these vehicles before they even consider them for resale, and that includes the Carfax Vehicle History Report, John Ingram has added a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program, and that includes domestics and imports. All cars, SUVs, anything that's under the Select banner qualifies. They have to pass an 84-point checkup under the engine that
shows that they're still operating at factory standards, which is important. Then, just to take the guesswork out of it, to give you that extra level of confidence when you're shopping, after the body shop's reconditioned it and it's on the floor, they offer 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of the warranty period and rental car reimbursement for the duration of same. So find the vehicle that works for you, your family, your business, and then with 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. It's always time to love what you drive, and there's no better place to fall in love than Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard, jackingramselect.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weekend weather changes on the way, but we're dry. If you have evening plans tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Overnight low temperature falls to about 65. Tomorrow is another very warm day with a high around 87 tomorrow and still 84 on Saturday with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. Then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday as temperatures cool down quite a bit. Sunday's high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
April 18th is International Jugglers Day. And to celebrate, I'm going to attempt to juggle these three chainsaws without any formal training whatsoever. Here goes.
I guess today should have been Don't Try This at Home Day. Medic!
As we celebrate National Jugglers Day, we have one of the world's great jugglers on the phone with us right now. I don't know how she does it, but she does. And y'all know who I'm talking about, right?
Jake Quallen.
You guessed correctly, sir. Jacqueline Donaldson. Hi.
Hello.
It's Bunko Night, isn't it?
It is Bunko Night.
How did you find time to join us with getting ready for that?
Honestly, I left work early today.
Oh.
I had to work until 7:30 last night. We were in court until like 7:30.
I didn't think court stayed open that late. Isn't that unusual?
So, it is. It's unusual, but we had a case that needed to be handled yesterday, and so we stayed until it was done. And we started at about 1:30 yesterday and went till about 7:30. I got home about 8 o'clock last night, and so I said, you know what? I'm gonna leave an hour early today. So I did, and I came home and scrubbing toilets and vacuuming and doing laundry and everything else.
How's this whole Bunko thing work now? What do you have to do to get ready for that?
I normally clean my house and have some wine ready. And then everybody brings something to share. And then, you know, we play Bunko.
Hey, you know, people, what's the buzz on the police chief resigning today? What a surprise.
Not shocked. Not shocked.
The shock is that
I've heard
hurt.
The whispers. Yeah, I've heard the whispers for quite some time. Uh-huh. So, I mean, a couple weeks at least that this was coming, but nothing official. But, yeah.
But the saddest part of it is they got hired to begin with when there was already smoke in that same fire.
Well, you know, I've learned, and I'll just say this, I've learned a lot about it's not what you know, it's about who you know.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, our society is in the position that it's in because we continue to put people in positions that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I can think of one position in particular where that's absolutely the case.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
How does he get there? How does he stay there?
Well, we're still doing it, even, I mean, down to the city and county levels.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're not learning from our mistakes, and so to be honest with you, like, we kind of get what we deserve because we're allowing these people to stay in office. We're allowing Mayor Reed to continue make these decisions. everybody's just being complacent. People don't show, like, you know, we have, like, city council meetings, and we have the mayor's office, and we have all these things that you can voice your opinion, but people don't. They just stay silent.
Well, they showed up Tuesday at the city council meeting. And
I saw that.
And that's not enough, that we have to fill that place every other Tuesday when those clowns are together and let them know we're watching and we're not happy.
Well, it's scary that now innocent people are being paralyzed on their lunch break.
Do you believe that? And then
I do.
The tone-deaf councilman reminds her that she only has a minute left when she's in the middle of telling her daughter's tragic story. That's what mattered to him. I don't want to have to stay 1 minute later than I have to for this thing. And it's I think somebody must have said something to him because his tone changed later.
Well, I think the crowd reacted.
Yeah. He probably got a lot of dirty looks, I would think.
But, I mean, like, what are people going to do about it? They're gonna keep shopping in Montgomery, living in Montgomery, doing business in Montgomery. And Montgomery is going to continue to deteriorate because the administration does nothing but want to grow their own political careers or, you know, grow their own notoriety, but they don't want to sit here and focus on the important needs, which is, like, I don't know, education and our crime rate and
failing schools.
Our failing businesses. Yeah. I mean, I heard today Jan's Beach House is closing.
You're kidding.
I think she's retiring at the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I know a lot of people are going to be very disappointed by that decision.
Yeah.
I know.
Because.
But I mean, why stay? Why would you stay? You know?
No, I understand the point perfectly. It's in the time I've lived here, and I will, by the way, if you can, put May 1st on your calendar and join us at the Baumhauers.
Done.
I start my 20th year on May 1st.
No, that's done. I'm there. Count me there.
So, and you've been such a part of it that I would love it if you could be there with me along with Dana, if that's possible.
I'll see what I can do. I can't make any promises for the Dananator, but I'll
the Dananator,
see what
I love that.
I can put in a good word. I'll see what I can do. I could probably smooth her enough. I mean, it's not told her like to have to be there. I'm saying, like, it's hard with the two little ones to get her out of the house. It's not a Greg issue. I have a hard time getting her anywhere issue.
Yeah, no, I understand. Twins, too.
Oh, yeah, and they're wild. And they just got over the tummy bug, and they gave it to Dana. And it's been a real rough week for her. Oh, yeah, Dana's had a rough week this week. So, but, yeah, we'll definitely be there.
Well, let's have a little fun before we wrap up. Let's do real or fake Florida headlines.
Okay.
Since we both spent a lot of time there, let's see how good you are at telling, because so many insane things happen. It's hard to tell real or fake. Your first headline, Florida man kicked off plane for belching in infant's face. Real or fake?
Fake.
No, give her the ding. My ding is donging very loudly. All right, you are correct on that. Florida man bursts into ex's delivery room, fights new boyfriend while she gives birth.
True.
Florida man stops and pays toll while leading police on high-speed chase.
Fake.
No, that's real.
Really?
So you're 2 for 3. Florida man arrested for using flaming fajita as weapon towards waiter.
Fake, but I want it to be real.
It's fake, so 3 out of 4.
I feel like the skillet could definitely be used as a weapon.
Yeah.
Maybe not the fajita itself once made, but I used to work at Texas, not Texas, at Roadhouse when I was in high school, and we used to have the, like, flaming skillet.
Yeah.
And I have, like, permanent burns on the top of my hands from grabbing those bad boys out of the oven.
Oof.
Nasty.
Most fajita things are hot.
Yeah.
All right, so you're 3 for 4. Your fifth headline. Florida man breaks into home caught sucking on dog's tail.
Fake.
Yeah, very good. 4 out of 5.
God, thank God.
Number 6. Florida man accused of killing roommate asked Siri where to hide the body.
Hold on, let me think. Fake.
No, that's real.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, once you ask Siri anything, there's a record of that. Yeah. Siri, where do I hide a dead body?
Yeah.
Dumb. All right, so it's 4-6. Number 7, security footage catches mysterious Florida man strangling farmer in Orange Grove.
Fake.
All right, 5-7. And for a 75% score, you got to get this one right. Florida woman sets car on fire after man refuses to buy her a McFlurry.
True.
Very good.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's a good run. It really is hard to tell. Any of these could have been true.
Because they all might be true. We just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know.
Well, look, have a great bunco night. When are you going to come into the studio again? Not that I am demanding favors from you on the radio.
Maybe I'll come in tomorrow for a little bit before I pick Steven up. Or maybe I'll pick up Steven and come in for a little bit.
You're welcome to do that, of course, if it's convenient. If it's not, just let me know. We'd love to have
you. Well, I wanted to come in this week, but then Lola with dance, because the weather, we had dance makeup.
Oh,
so that was
right. Wild.
But I'll see what I can do.
We really appreciate you, and we love you. You know that.
I love you, too, guys. All right. Off to my third job of bunco coordinator.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye.
522 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This is Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Hey, how's it going?
We're okay. How about yourself?
Hello? I was just sitting here listening to y'all talk to Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said, hey, Siri, where can I hide a dead body? My phone actually said I cannot find the answer for that.
Oh my God. I hope you don't get into trouble.
Yeah.
But don't bring my name into it. Don't bring my name into it, okay?
But I don't know why it answered to your voice, but it did. I thought I'd call you and let you know.
That's wild. You know, it's funny. We used to get, when Susan Woody was on the morning show with us and we were constantly playing or dogs that were riding in cars with owners who had the show on would go berserk.
Yeah.
We used to get calls about that all the time, too.
I'll vouch for you, Kelly, if you need it.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And this is the patron saint of good causes, so you can trust Rosie. She'll be good to her word.
Yeah.
I hope I don't get you in any trouble. But, Kelly, that is the story that made my day today. Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Take care. Jeez. You just never know.
Nope.
I am happy to share good news with you anytime. You know, I've been a very happy member of the Clark's Club for over a decade now. And I want to reiterate, in August of the year before last, Clark's had nursed our old central heating and AC system through one last summer. But the bills had been incredibly high. And they have... Clark's does sell systems, and I urge you to look into that because they know what they're doing. And the pricing, I think, is incredibly fair. And since they're installing it, they're going to take care of it. They take care of the backup on the warranty and everything else. But I want to give you the numerical value of installing this system. I had gone to budget billing with Alabama Power and Light, and my first budget bill was $395, which was lower than some of the electric bills we've been paying. I thought I was stuck at that number forever, but I was happily surprised to see it drop to $349, to $295, to $249, to $212. And when Pam from AMS Studios was in here the other day, I was talking about that last drop. She says, look below. It's going to go even lower next month, to $190 a month. I have a nice house. It's not a palace. It's 2,400 square feet, I think. That's an incredibly great success in energy efficiency. And I'm telling you this not to make anybody jealous, just so you understand that the difference one of these units can make is significant. And with savings at that level, we're talking about literally my bill is now less than 50% of what it used to be 18 months ago. That does pay for itself. And plus, they're on call. And their plumbers, I use them, with an older home, things go bad more frequently. But it's really a blessing to know who to call. Clark's. Their plumbers are fantastic. Top-notch troubleshooters. They can, you know, if you walk into a room and the carpeting is wet, something's wrong, just get on the phone and call 277-2125. Better yet, invest that membership because you buy immediacy along with those two annual tune-ups to your system. So if something goes wrong on a hot summer day, they are on the way. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Well, if you're out on the roads this afternoon, please be cautious, buckle up, and watch out for your fellow drivers. Had a bunch of accidents yesterday on 85 southbound, but right now we're just very busy with some slow traffic around Jackson Hospital up to the 65 merge. 85 outbound, pretty busy with slow traffic around Taylor to Chantilly. Boulevard's light to mostly moderate traffic. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems, but heavy traffic all over the area. Prattville, Millbrook, with Tufville reporting the same thing. We will keep you updated. McKenna Toyota needs your trade-ins. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar on your used car, truck, or van at McKenna Toyota. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. Is $2,953 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until you're passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's April 18th, the greatest day ever. On the 18th of April, 1775, Paul Revere set out on horseback to rouse the Minutemen, warning that the British were coming. In many ways, this was the very first tweet.
The British are coming! Hashtag independent AF! Hashtag make America revolutionary again! The British...
Have a great April 18th, the greatest day ever!
We hope you'll really like.
That's right, Rocky the Flying Squirrel, because here in the studio is somebody I've known for a long, long time and somebody who runs one of the great restaurants here in the River Region. the Capital Oyster Bar. Lewis, good to see you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, Greg. What an honor to be sitting in with you, really.
Oh, man, it's an honor to have you here, especially somebody who is striving to keep live music alive here in town.
Well, you know, it's one night a week. We only do music on Sunday afternoons because if you had Friday or Saturday music, people would be telling you, turn it down. We're trying to listen, trying to talk. But Sunday afternoons, yeah, it's kind of what I love, you know, so it's my passion. I'm a blues man. I love music. You know, I love live music. So it's worked out. Working on 26, 27 years of live music now.
I have to say that one of my favorite entrees at any restaurant in the area are the deep fried scallops you have. My daughter is in New Orleans now, so I'm down there a lot, and there's a lot of great restaurants there, and a lot of them do seafood. Nobody has deep fried scallops. I get scallops at this place called Superior Seafood down there.
Oh yeah,
and they're not deep fried, but they're so good.
Yeah,
and it's an excellent restaurant. But yours, look, I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen you in person.
Yeah,
I've lost close to 35 or 40 pounds.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think when I hit my goal, the first place I'm going is the Capital Oyster Bar to have those deep-fried scallops and some French fries. I'm going to go crazy.
I hear you. Well, you can come eat in some out of the steamer, too. You know, that's a little low-calorie there. We've got steamed seafood.
And I just love the ambiance, especially on a day where you're close to dusk and you've got the river and the ambiance.
Yeah, it is. It really is a nice place to go to work every morning. It's a beautiful spot.
And in a moment, we're going to be talking to somebody who's going to be performing there. Is it this Sunday?
Yes, sir. This Sunday, the legendary Bobby Rush is coming to the Capital Oyster Bar.
I know that name. I think we may have even crossed paths in Chicago at some point.
That's very possible. He definitely was a Chicago blues man. Yes, sir. Well,
we're going to reach out to him by phone in just a couple of minutes here. We're going to check traffic first. Local news and Rich's forecast.
Well, if you're out on the roads this afternoon, please be cautious, buckle up, and watch out for your fellow drivers. Had a bunch of accidents yesterday on 85 southbound, but right now we're just very busy with some slow traffic around Jackson Hospital up to the 65 merge. 85 outbound, pretty busy with slow traffic around Taylor to Chantilly. Boulevard's light to mostly moderate traffic. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems, but heavy traffic all over the area. Prattville, Millbrook, or Tufto reporting the same thing. We will keep you updated. McKenna Toyota needs your trade-ins. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar on your used car, truck, or van at McKenna Toyota. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. Law enforcement from across Alabama met at the State House on Wednesday to support a bill that would ban devices that convert handguns into machine guns. Representative Philip Ensler is supporting the bill to ban Glock switches on the state level and make possession a Class C felony instead of a misdemeanor. Governor Kay Ivey was joined by officials from Lyft Academy, Republic Airways, and representatives from Tuskegee University Wednesday to establish the Tuskegee University Flight School. Students will train at the same field where the legendary Tuskegee Airmen once received training. An Alabama Senate committee on Wednesday voted down a bill that would have required the public release of police body camera video and dash camera footage. The legislation would have made body cam and dash cam video a matter of public record, requiring release within 30 days of a request to view it. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
If you've been injured in a car wreck, I'm the name you need to know. Call Johnny Adams at 500-5000. Call me, Johnny Adams.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weekend weather changes on the way, but we're dry. If you have evening plans tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Overnight low temperature falls to about 65. Tomorrow is another very warm day with a high around 87 tomorrow and still 84 on Saturday with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. Then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday as temperatures cool down quite a bit. Sunday's high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB.
Hey, baby, is he gone yet?
Great music. Bobby Rush is ready to join us on the phone, and with us in the studio is Lewis from Capital Oyster Bar, who is bringing him into town. Bobby Rush, it is a privilege and pleasure to have you on the radio with us, sir.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, man. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate that.
I'm wondering, Bobby, I started my radio career in Chicago, and I think our paths have crossed at some point. Yeah, back, man. Maybe in the late 70s.
Yeah, man, because I've stayed there for 48 and a half years. And yeah. I was involved with a WVON radio station there for 8 years.
That's where we did it. This is too much. Bobby, and please, in no way, shape, or form, take this the wrong way. But I was working for WGCI, the sister FM to WVON.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
WVN, it's kind of like in My Cousin Vinny when the clothing store got the flu. WVON got the flu, and of course that was the station for the African American audience in Chicago, and
that's what it brought for the black people, man.
Well, here's the thing: they needed people to be live on that station, and they asked if I would do a shift, and the program director said, you know, you're going to be the first white man on this radio station in its history. And the funny part of it, my name is Greg Goodell, that's my real name. He says, Got to do something about the name because nobody's going to buy Greg Goodell. So I said, well, my middle name is Ben. How about Ben Gregory? And we went with that.
Well, I'm getting you back now. Now I'm probably one of the only black guy you got doing an interview on your station now.
At the moment, that's true. At this particular moment. Anyway, it's really an honor to have you on. We're really looking forward to having you in Montgomery. That's this week, Lewis?
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure. We're coming out of a place of good music, have some fun, and eat some good food. Awesome place. And there's all the people out there. It's my friend has been friendly to me. So I'm coming back for maybe 3 or 4 times. I've been there before. But this time it's going to be better than ever because I'm going to be acoustic thing, telling my stories and playing my guitar, blowing my harp, and I just being Bobby Rush, man.
I'll bet you have some fantastic stories to tell.
Well, I'm any undercover lover got a story, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be great. Let me say to you before we get too far in the interview, let me thank you for what you have done, what you're doing, what you plan to do, because people like you keep the blues alive. When you keep the blues alive, you keep Bobby Rush alive. Because now I've got to the place where I'm about the oldest black blues singer around the country. Next to me will be a Buddy Guy, you know.
Wow.
And the 3 or 4 guys in this category, but they're not in the blues. They're Willie Nelson, be one of them, but he just don't sing the blues. But he's as old as we are, you know.
Tell him how old you are, Bobby.
Well, I'm 90 years old, man. I'm 90 years old, 90 years young. Let's take that back. 90 years young.
90!
That's incredible.
Freaking kidding me.
We're not kidding.
Let me tell you, I've been recording this year for 73 years. I have 429 records. I've been up for Grammy for 7 times. I won 3 of those.
Wow.
Been up for Blues Award for 41 times, and I won 19 of those. So I'm betting good now. And now I'm sitting on High Hawk and interviewing with you and your station. What can I ask for? It's good for me, man, you know?
This is so much fun.
This is it.
This is like a little
and
bit
of we're going to be there. We're gonna be in Montgomery this coming Sunday. And at 3 o'clock, we're going to be at Oscar Bar. And everybody come out. You can eat and you can hear me tell my story, play my music, and play some blues. And have some fun, man. That's what it's all about.
Every day, Bobby.
Bobby.
That's right.
I have had a lot of experience with bands. I even was part of the management team for a group called Styx years ago when I was still living in Chicago. And I know the toll that it can take on a performer to be on the road and still perform. But 90 years old, you've got to be almost alone in that category. What keeps you going? What do you attribute yourself to?
Brother God, I was talking the other day, and I said, well, if I'm not the oldest, I'm the ugliest, so I win one way or the other, you know? But it's all good. I laugh and talk about it, but I'm going to do this. I don't have no retirement in my blood, not in my heart just yet. I'm gonna drive to the wheel right off, man.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Any tips you want to give our listeners on how to live a long, productive life? I think keeping working is. I would love to be doing this show when I'm 90. Of course, that's light years away.
Well, man, come on. Yeah, you can do it, man. All you got to do is make your mind up you want to do it. And that is, you know. You know, I haven't had a drink but three times. 1957, I had a beer. Never had one before. That don't mean I'm so good. I got a lot of things wrong with me, you know. I still look at big lady ladies. They're cheating me too, you know. So I'm not so good. I'm just wise. That's all.
Well, that's one of the benefits of time is you gain wisdom. Yeah. Oftentimes the hard way, right? I mean.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope that you can come out and everybody, out, especially the men. The men don't even get invited by a Bobby Rush show. I want the men to bring the wives out. If you can't bring the wife out, ask the wife, can you go out? Because I think any man with two jobs, let me tell you, I think any man should work two jobs and bring all his money and give it to his woman. If he wants to go out, he's supposed to say, may I have $2 of my money to spend with the boys. So all the guys, come on out. Let's have some fun.
And the food is awesome at Capital Oyster Bar. It is a personal favorite. And the environment around there, I mean, the setting, it is just so awesome. And we're having a real legend, a three-time Grammy winner at Capital Oyster Bar. Yeah.
And that's special.
What's the time on the show?
That's special.
4 o'clock showtime.
4 o'clock showtime.
4 o'clock showtime.
Yeah.
Not only is he special, he's my friend, and he's always know how to treat people. That's why people keep coming back, because he's a good host. Yeah,
very.
Treat people well and treat people right. So that's what we're all about. But when I come down, you're going to see the extension of his treatment on this coming Sunday.
I hope I get to meet you. I really do. I hope I get to meet you on Sunday.
Well, ask your wife, can you come out? Come on.
I am the one that... okay,
I hear you. I hope she's not listening.
Man, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you for having me on.
We'll safe travels. On and I hope.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Let's make an appointment. We're going to do the same interview in 10 years, okay?
You got it. That's a promise.
All right, buddy.
That's a promise.
Thank you so much. Bobby Rush, coming to the Capital Oyster Bar, Sunday, 4 p.m. showtime.
Thank you, Greg.
That was more fun than I even dared to dream.
Man, he's just that way. He's special. I'm just telling you, he's a special man.
I can imagine on stage, he's got to keep people in stitches.
He cuts up, man. He cuts up, you know. He's
sharp mind and everything else.
You know, it's not everyday music, but it sure makes you pass your foot, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sir.
And thank you for keeping those things alive here in the
world. Well, it's what I love. So, you know, I'm lucky we get enough folks every Sunday to make it work. You know, we've been doing it a long time, and without the support, we wouldn't be any good. Yeah, I want to add one thing if I got just
sure.
In 2019, the Capital Oyster Bar won what's called a KBA, Keeping the Blues Alive Award from the International Blues Foundation. They award one a year, so I think we won we were the 35th, 38th, or whatever one. So we're recognized. We've been doing it a long time. The musicians love it.
You deserve that recognition, man.
Yeah. Well, the musicians love it because of my crowd, because people come in and they listen. Most of them are writing original music, you know. So when people are listening to what you're pouring your heart out and people are listening to you, you know, that it just works, man.
That man there is a legend. And how cool that we were able to realize where that connection took
place.
Isn't
that sweet? Yeah.
Man,
your face lit up. You lit up. You're still lit up.
I'll bet... If I had a chance to talk to him, we could probably trade a few names back and forth.
Not on the air.
Lewis, thank you so much for coming by, man.
My pleasure. Thank you, Greg.
Take care, my friend.
Gross.
All right, we are at 546 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Adams Drugs, another great local institution. 62 years of service. And I mean that in that that's how they approach their customer base as a service. They put you first. If you're dealing with it, and we had another national chain pharmacy announce a closure this week, you'd think that they were the ones that were going to be around, right? But another one is closing. I see empty buildings all over the place. And on top of that, they're generally understaffed. The drive-through lines are long. You don't get the kind of customer service you'll get at Adams Drugs. And how Mike Vinson, the founder of Adams Drugs, managed to staff 12 locations with the caliber of people he does, that's a secret. Maybe one day he'll share it. But these are people that are dedicated to building a relationship with you as a customer. So please give them a try. If you're not happy with the way you're being treated now, go local. 75 cents of every dollar you spend at Adams Drugs stays in our economy here, and it's a fraction of that at the national chains. And I promise you, you will not regret making this move, or at least giving it a try. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. And now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Ball forward, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run.
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning. Even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and all the storage you need. Get the network you want on the iPhone you love. Only on Verizon.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness. But money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517774, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA00244, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
But resist, we much. We must.
They're all jitty about a shutdown. The Tortoise in the Race. Then co-author of Hubris. U2 lead singer Bono. Fran Drescher. Sigourney Weaver. Suspect Jahar Sanaev. Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. The show Rush Lombard hosts Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Is Mike Muckery yesterday? Antonine Scalia, Kim Kardashian, and the Republican candidates, both Cairo and Benghazi. We rank behind La Vita. First stop, Kazakhstan to college students in Beijing. He's getting lunch at Chipotle in Iowa. Bain is appropriate. The GOP's tax day giveaway to millionaires. Why was traffic problems email sent? The Environmental Projection Agency. And what sequestration has done.
Well, you can't have babies after that. That much I know. Once you've been sequestrated. That's what I hear. I don't know everything. I'm just a simple hawk show toast in Montgomery, Alabama, friends. So, what a day.
Yeah.
What a day. We had a fantastic time, as we do every Thursday, with Mark Robert from America's Untold Stories, my favorite YouTube channel next to Joey Clark, and one that you'll find very habit-forming if you give it a try, if you're interested in history. This man, I don't know how he does it. I watched the show, and he's got total recall and details. We learned things today about Chappaquiddick that we had never heard before. He names names. There's nothing, you know, it's not like he's painting in watercolors or something. It's very high-definition information he gives. He cites his sources and everything else. And we are very lucky to have access to him for 20 minutes every Thursday at 3:30. It's so much fun. And then on the heels of that, David Blackman joined us. And I got to tell you, friends, you have made him feel so welcome here.
Yeah, he loves it.
This is a man with a national following. He does podcasts. He does things every week. He's a very, very busy guy. In addition to political blogging, he is a very highly respected person in the energy field. But being on the air here with you listening is his favorite time of the week.
Yeah. And you can tell he really enjoys
it. He loves it. It's like a fun ride at an amusement park or something based on, you know, the seriousness and the production this guy does. I wish I could write as prolifically as he does. I'd have 15 books out already to tell all my lame-ass stories. But we spent an hour with him exploring the Idiocracy, Jacqueline Tomlinson on Bunko Night, and And then Bobby Rush with Lewis from Capital Oyster Bar and talking about his visit. And I told Lewis, I said, I think our paths have crossed. Well, that took like, what, 60 seconds to figure out the connection there? And he's just, I mean, 90 years old.
That's phenomenal.
And sharp as a tack and quick-witted. You should go to D.C. and give Joe some anti-aging advice or something. But that was also a great deal of fun. When I worked at that station that we were talking about, I was in a minority there.
I remember that.
It was a great life lesson for me. But we used to go, you know, with the record promoters and people and some of the other jocks, to some of the legendary Southside blues clubs. Mm-hmm. Nobody would go there today. I don't even know if they're still open because that city is just going to... In fact, they're trying to recall this communist mayor they elected.
Yay, Chicago.
Yeah. Well, but why did you elect that ass hat in the first place? He is prioritizing non-citizens over you. I'm glad you're waking up, and I hope you recall his ass and get somebody that cares about the city.
Yeah.
And not somebody who's trying to tear it apart and destroy it because it doesn't jive with their left-wing ideology. Just absolutely crazy to have somebody like that in a position that powerful. But Chicago, you know, really since the original Mayor Daley left, just some did a pretty good job. But that city has paid a price for going woke way before its time. Jane Byrne, first woman mayor in the 70s, got there for one reason. The city did a horrendous job keeping up with the blizzard of 67 and then the blizzards of 78 and 9. And people had it with being locked in by snow. Where's the trucks? How do we get out of the house? How do we get out of our neighborhood? And she ran on a campaign that was going to fix that. One, I mean, major, major political upset at that time. And they couldn't get rid of her fast enough. I don't know why it's so hard to find capable people who can take these great cities and nurture them to an even greater altitude instead of tearing them the hell down. I'll never understand. Never understand.
I've got to believe there's a few out there, Greg.
They got to get elected. That's the problem. And as Jacqueline pointed out, it's not always what you know, it's who you know.
Right.
And the who you knows these days are a despicable group. This will be our final look at the roads before we wrap up for the night on Happy Hour.
Well, it's been a quiet afternoon. Very busy on the roads, but not a lot of accidents and minor stuff that's not really affecting travel. However, we are loaded up on I-65 and 85 through downtown. Got slow traffic on 85 southbound up to the 65 merge and on 85 northbound from East Boulevard out to Taylor on to Chantilly. 231 to Wetumpka, another busy spot, as well as Troy Highway, 31 to Prattville. Buckle up and drive carefully. No major problems anywhere at the moment, and we will keep you updated. Your ticket to success is at Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Harrier 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harrier 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
And so we shall, but not without thanking the great people that made this a great show today, starting with Mark Robert, David Blackman,